Full Service Radio programming is available on our website, fullserviceradio.org, and as a podcast, thanks to Simplecast. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to BYT Radio. My name is Brandon Weatherby. It is hot in Washington, D.C. Anyways, BYT Radio stands for Brightest Young Things Radio. Even though you're listening to this on a computer or other streaming device, therefore not terrestrial radio. So it's not radio. It's BYT streaming, but no one likes that. And it's also a podcast, which is also not radio. So within the show description, we've already lied to you twice. Isn't that right, Jack, producer Jack?
100%.
We're recording at the beautiful Full Service Radio, which is located inside. Did I screw that up or something?
Oh, it's just not radio, but...
It's just Full Service?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that really went over well. You should definitely chime in when unprompted. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Nice Knicks hat, loser. Anyways...
Hey, it's the draft tonight.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing this.
So, real quick, do you think any players are disappointed when they get drafted to a great team with horrible merch?
Like the Nuggets?
Like you're not alive yet. We haven't introduced you.
Who is that?
Exactly. No, like, you have a Knicks hat on. I usually wear Bulls stuff. Arguably, like, 1 and 3 in terms of, like, the best merch. Lakers being number 2.
Yeah,
probably. If you go in the Lids, when is the last time you went to lids.com?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's been a while.
For me, it was 2 days ago. So, because I'm watching Queer Eye, and Karamo, who happens to be the culture guy, worst title for culture because he's actually the only one with like a PhD and like is essentially a social worker, but they can't say like actually helps with lives. They just go culture. Anyways, he's got 70 different Dodger caps, the exact like 70 different snapbacks, which are the preferred hat for adults. And so I went to the Lids to see like, oh, I need to get probably like at least 60 more Chicago Cubs and or Chicago Bulls snapback hats. Yeah. And there's 160 plus options for Chicago wow. Bulls hats, and every other team is around 60.
Wow.
Bulls have the best merch, then the Lakers, then the Knicks. You think, and then Jose Lopez Sanchez on the show, BYT staff writer Jose Lopez Sanchez. Thank you for being here, Jose.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Damn right. Damn right. You're a good man, and I'm glad you're here. You think the Nuggets have the worst logo?
Yeah, I hate the color scheme.
Are you thinking like all time or just now?
I think all time. Now it's gotten better now. I think the way they're rocking that powder blue, the baby blue is a little.
Yeah, they go through. They've gone. When I was a child, I think it was regular blue, mm-hmm. like middle blue, and then it became navy. Yeah. And now it's powder.
Yeah, it's like a powder blue now.
What are the Suns' official colors? That's not a joke.
The Phoenix Suns?
Purple,
the Phoenix
Suns. Orange and white.
Orange, yeah. Orange,
no,
white.
No. But I thought they have like this Technicolor thing going on right now.
I have no idea.
Not those.
Yeah. Okay. This is where I'm getting confused. Maybe it's just because of all the like alternate jerseys.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I watch Suns clips on ESPN, there's a different jersey more so than any other team. Like I understand that there are now 3 jerseys per team. This is important, by the way. This is important work we're getting at. This is not in the show description, so it's a treat for everyone. If you had to have 70 snapback hats, would you pick a specific team or would you go multiple teams or would you go not sports? What would you do, Jose?
Interesting. I have about 20 snapback hats and none of them are sports teams.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they plain?
No.
What are you representing?
I think different parts of my personality, things I like. I have one that says compact disc.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great one.
It's not nice.
I love it.
Shut up, guy. That just came back from Bonnaroo. Not you, Jose. You're wonderful. I'm making fun of the man I'm pointing at. Yeah. Radio. Audio Radio format. Daniel. I'm pointing everybody. Oh, by the way, let's describe our outfits today. Jose, please describe what you were wearing.
I'm wearing a Yayoi Kusama t-shirt by this brand called Extra Large. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a hat by the Antisocial Social Club, mm-hmm. thanks to my brother Julio, who is a hype beast. I'm wearing the Dad Wash jeans by Everlane. Sustainable wear.
Okay, so how much are those jeans? Are those incredibly expensive or
$60.
Cheap? $60. So right in the middle. Okay. Right, I thought they were going to be one or the other.
No. $60.
Are you mostly a $60 man?
I'm a $60 jeans man.
Most of the things you're wearing are Yeah, I just do. The only jeans I own are Levi's at this point. The classics. Jack, let's go through your wardrobe. We already established that you're wearing a fantastic New York Knicks cap.
Thank you. Knicks snapback, a Dries Van Noten black t-shirt, Rag & Bone jeans.
How much are you? Those are more. Those are more than $60. Because you're rich.
No, buy it nice, not twice. You know,
this is very good. This is such a different and wonderful episode. I'm enjoying it so much. I'm not joking.
I'm going to show you. I have Knicks socks on.
Oh, that's great.
And these like Knicks colored Spizike Jordans. This is like my good luck outfit for.
So
for the
you're
Knicks
wearing
tonight.
The classic Jordans, like the 1990 Jordans. Pre-championship Jordans, like Jordan 4s?
No,
these are
like the Spike Lee collabs. So
but
they didn't come out in the
90s. Are those with the holes in the tongue?
Uh-huh.
I think that's 91, 92.
It's fresh. Very fresh.
I'm dressed as summer casual goth that has to go to the office.
That's right.
I'm wearing white boat shoes because nothing says I'm a white man going to an office, a co-working office in Washington, D.C., than white boat shoes. Sensible J. Crew shorts, a bootleg Marilyn Manson tee, and then a J. Crew button-up white shirt over the Marilyn Manson tee. So we have a BYT works in a co-working space where Make offices. They're great people. Not a bad thing to say about Make offices, except they let any old hooligan in. They let anybody in. Anybody could run an office. So the most recent set of soccer hooligans they let in is this conservative Christian group, and I'd say nine. So that's a lie. They have more than nine. 17 of their 20 employees are like young women that you would stereotypically think of when you think of young conservative women. And I didn't realize that we had a new conservative Christian lobbying group down the hall from British Young Things. So good for them. Good for us. Everyone needs air conditioning in our co-working space. Boat shoes, I get it. But they were all giving me dirtier looks than I usually get because I usually have one of three things on a shirt, a skull, a Chicago sports team, or something that deals with Satan, right? Mm. So I had a Satan shirt on, one of my classic Satan shirts, and it was fun, though. It was like a stupid threadless, every time a cat licks its butthole, it's praising the Dark Lord, and it's a cat in the shape of a pentagram, and there's a pentagram. And I wore that shirt to work. You know, that's a Tuesday shirt for Brandon Weatherby. Right. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Did we establish that? I think we did.
Yep.
Cool. Anyways, I was like, why? I know I bought this shirt for this reason, but I didn't think I would get it at work. I am gasping my pearls. A lot of these women wear pearls. Good for them. I wish I had pearl money. So I think from here on out, it's all skulls and Satan from here on from until it's like cold and I can't just wear t-shirts to work every day. I think that's a sensible way to protest life. Just dress like an asshole. Because I'll still wear my Chicago stuff. Don't worry. I know everyone was worried that I wouldn't wear my Chicago stuff.
Yeah.
I'll wear my hats. Mm. And this is where Karamo comes back in. See? Tie it all back around. Jack, how many snapbacks do you have? We've already established Jose has 20 and none of them deal with sports.
At least 30, probably.
At least 30.
Yeah.
Are they mostly sports?
A mix.
Okay.
I have Knicks hats, Wizards hats, and then like usually blank designer hats. Like I don't really like... Well, some of them have some logos, but yeah.
Are they all snapbacks? No fitted?
No, I stopped wearing fitteds. Yeah, they're all snapbacks.
When did you stop wearing fitteds?
Probably in my mid-20s.
Jose, did you ever get into fitteds?
No, I have a giant head.
That's where...
It's really hard to find.
So it's the size of your head, not the style of the hat.
Well, the way it looks on my head, yeah.
Got it.
It doesn't work.
So I like baseball, and both of you gentlemen did not mention baseball. And the dominant hats for all of baseball still are fitted hats.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the super old ones. So all of the super old ones, you have to get it fitted, or it's like a weird logo that didn't ever belong there in the first place.
Right.
So this is my struggle, everybody. I'm a wonderful Karamo-supporting Queer Eye fan, and I want to be like him, so I will now attempt to acquire 70 hats. And I think that my partner shouldn't be upset with this, and I think that anyone listening that has a partner that might be upset of, hey, why did my partner just get 70 hats? Karamo from Queer Eye is a wonderful man that I'm trying to be more like, and it's a lot easier to buy 70 new hats than it is to get a PhD in social work. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah. British Young Things publishes some of the best culture and arts reporting in the city of Washington, D.C. One of the things that we recently put up was our By the People preview. It was written by Diana Metzger. And last night, Jose went to the By the People party. Is this correct?
That's correct. I went to the official launch party.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And where was this party at?
This was at the Industries and Arts Building, right next, part of the Smithsonian.
Now, I've never actually been in that building. We've actually covered the people that work in that building. It looks very different than most of your other Smithsonian. Is that fair?
Yeah, it was. I had never been in there before either, and it's sort of, you walk inside, it looks like a Turkish temple.
Okay,
like a mosque. I mean, it's incredibly beautiful, but very different architecturally to the other Smithsonian buildings.
Okay, so what was the event for? It was a VIP preview. Sorry to rub it in, people that didn't make it. That's a weird thing to say. Yeah, but it was a preview for this arts festival, yeah, which begins today.
Begins today.
Could you try to summarize this arts festival?
Yeah, I think my understanding is By the People is run by an organization called Halcyon. Mm-hmm. Halcyon? I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's correct. They've also done a lot of other events in the city. If you're familiar with British Young Things, we helped put up their event at Dock 5 at Union Market in the fall.
That's right.
So it's kind of like this, in theory, fun.
Yeah.
I don't want to say fun as a flippant term. That's why I said in theory fun, not like you're not going to have fun. But if it's fun, like, you know what's fun is like a jump ball house.
Yeah.
A jump ball house is not a thing. Is it a jump house? A blow up house? What am I talking about?
Well, speaking of that, though, they had these.
You have a transition to that?
Yes, I do.
Beautiful.
So one of the exhibits that was present there was called Mobile Interfaces. And they basically look like bounce castles, but they're empty
inside. Thank you.
And you stick your head into this thing. And then your body's outside of it, but other people's heads are also in it. And there's nothing else to interact with except for other people's heads. It was actually, multiple people, myself included, said it was the most interesting and most fun of the exhibits present there yesterday.
Did any, see, on paper and in real, on paper that sounds very interesting. In reality, was it disturbing?
No, it was like really refreshing. You were just in this giant bubble, just your head with other people. And you're like, hey, what's up? It was really nice. It was like weirdly comforting.
That sounds amazing. Did anybody try to have a cigarette or get high in that bubble thing? Because I think that'd be cool.
No, because
I know you're not supposed to.
No. That's not the reason. I think it would be physically impossible for me to fit in like more than just my head in there. Again, my head is huge. So
a normal-sized head. Could you fit a normal-sized head?
You could probably fit in a head and an arm and a joint. Yeah.
Cool.
Probably.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. I'm not telling people you should hot do box. Saying people, yeah, did you want to hotbox the art? Oh, no. See, that's... This sounds like so cheerleader-y BS, but like this is one of the cool, neat things that you might not have known about if you didn't write for us.
No, I would not have known about it.
You're damn right.
Well, I also don't think they've done that great of a job of publicizing it.
Okay, so what is some of the events that are part of the festival that you think people should know about that they might not know about?
Well, I would definitely check out that building today. They've got a couple other events happening, I think, in Union Market. Mm-hmm. They've got an installation that's currently in the works. All the art is really cool. There's a lot of young artists. There's a lot of people that are doing works that are challenging the way that we perceive sort of our interaction between ourselves and technology.
Okay.
And there's some really meaning and moving stuff. So
let's talk about technology for a minute before we get to the music part of this conversation. Have you ever deleted Twitter and or Facebook?
Yes.
Which one?
You mean like...
I mean in every way. Did you delete it off of a phone? Did you deactivate? Did you delete your account?
I've deleted Twitter multiple times from my phone.
Okay.
I've never deactivated Twitter. But Facebook, I've taken a deactivation for a while.
Okay.
I mean, I'm currently on both.
You're currently on both. Are they currently both on your phone?
Yeah.
Why?
Twitter is really useful for finding out news and for dank memes.
Sure.
And Facebook is a really useful tool for promoting the work that I do for Brightest Young Things.
So if you weren't writing for us, if you weren't in a band, would you be on Facebook?
Probably not.
Okay. What about Twitter?
Yeah, still would.
What makes you sadder, Twitter or Facebook? Once you check it, not the idea of it, but like the reality of using it.
Oof. Facebook.
Okay. So why have Facebook at all unless you're going to promote? Like, why not just delete it from your phone?
I don't know. I find it's still addictive, right? It's like dopamine. You go and you check it out.
But are you even getting that hit anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in the Dominican Republic, and a lot of my friends, shout out to my childhood friends who are actually listening today for once.
Why are you? It sounds like you're burying them, like they never listen to you when you don't do stuff.
No, they really don't.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much. Guys and girls? That's cool.
It's great.
It's cool.
But yeah, I find Facebook is useful in that sense to stay in touch with people that, you know, are 3,000 miles away that otherwise I wouldn't get to communicate with.
That's hard to disagree with.
Yeah.
That's really difficult to disagree with. Jack, can we talk about you for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you on both?
I am.
Are you enjoying it?
I kind of agree that Twitter is great for news and dank memes.
Okay, stop. I think we should all agree dank memes, Twitter, great. Agreed?
Yeah.
Now, are you actually getting informed on the news, or you're just hearing updates that make you crazy?
Oh, I see where you're going with this. It depends. Like, Twitter's great for sports news.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fun news, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeking out.
Okay, so
it's
you're
like
not
music and sports news.
So you're not like following NPR politics or the Washington Post.
I mean, yes, I do, but I try to look the other way on a lot of that.
But
stuff.
That's the thing. If you're trying to look the other way, you chose those to be in your feed for Twitter. That's how it's different than Facebook in a way.
Because I feel a professional sense of responsibility to at least kind of like see those things.
In no way do I disagree. I do the exact same thing. Is it healthy? Is
no,
it good?
Definitely
I am.
Not.
Technically, I'm a reporter, but not really. You know what I mean? I'm the editor of Breitschnick Things. I would consider myself a writer way more than a journalist. I don't know what you consider yourself.
Self-important.
Self-important. I'm a writer. You know what I mean? Yeah, I put the words in the thing, and then hopefully people see the words, and that's it.
Yeah.
I was going to say pen to paper, but like, what? That's crazy.
What is that?
That's wackadoo. That's a fun word.
Wackadoo
is a fun word. Anyways, I haven't had Facebook on my phone in years.
Facebook I don't really use for much.
Here's the thing, though. I am no longer in a band, so that eliminates that. I used to use Facebook on a daily basis to promote what I write for BYT and shows like this. But I don't care anymore. Mm. It's become that has negated the benefit I get from getting those extra few people at those shows or listening or reading. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Am I too... Is it because I'm burnt out? Or is it because that the system is inherently flawed and the give and take is no longer beneficial to me?
I think the latter. I don't know. Facebook's kind of on its way out, it feels like.
Okay, then what's going to replace it?
I don't know.
Great feedback. I really appreciate that. Now, I understand that Full Service needs to be on Facebook.
Yes.
I get that. Ooh. I understand that Breitschnick Things needs to be on Facebook. But I don't think I've posted since June 1st to plug a show. Mm. And before that, it was probably to plug a BYT radio show or an article I wrote for Breitschnick Things. I have not enjoyed the process of using that form of social
Facebook
media.
Facebook Messenger, I recently found out, is like for Android users, it kind of goes through as a text. So there are a lot of people in my life I keep in touch with through Facebook Messenger. Because if I'm on work or if I'm on a computer chatting them, it's going through as a text.
I had no idea about
that.
Yeah.
I feel both pointless in talking about this, but but at the exact same time, completely worthwhile discussing this because we don't do this. I think we make our decisions and then that's it. And then we have these own little, our own little world bubbles where we think something actually matters, but it doesn't. Wow. I'm so smart right now. Anyways, I think it's been... We're going to get to summer concerts and fun stuff in a second, but just... I think it's fair to say it's been a real depressing week.
Man, isn't it every week?
No. Some weeks are worse.
Yeah,
this was one of the worst.
This was one of the worst ones.
Okay. Yeah. Let's make it better with two things. Number one, friend of the show, Josh Phelps. He's about to go to Guatemala to go join Jose Andreas down there, Chester, Guatemala. He's turning a horrible negative into a wonderful positive. Mm. We talked about it a bunch on this show. That's a good thing. I saw that in my social media feed. That was one of the few things today. I'm like on Twitter, like, oh, that's good. Makes my heart feel good. Mm. Hopefully, I'll be able to do that soon. That's the kind of good thing. The other thing is Priya, who writes a lot of food stuff, Priya Koning for Breitschnick Things and a bunch of other places as well. And her day job is much more important than her fun night job. She is a lawyer, and she represents kids that are undocumented and without parents. So pretty important job this week. There's going to be a fundraiser next Thursday, June 28th at Dino's Grotto in Shaw. If I didn't have this job, I wouldn't have known about that. I would like for everyone listening to this, we're going to plug it heavily next week. She's going to be a guest on next week's show. Let's try to fill that place. And then all of the food and drink, once again, things that you will benefit from, food and booze is pretty cool, that will go to lawyers that are probably high in demand right now for this horrible situation. So that's what I wanted to highlight, and that's why I talked about social media for a second. I was trying to find two positives in a very negative week, and I think I found them. We talked about Carano's hats. We could finally move on to talk about summer music season. This is the weirdest smorgasbord of a show today. Isn't that right, Jack?
Yeah, it's great.
Is it? It sounds like a call-in show without any callers, which is a bad sign. Jose, you are one of our main arts writers for British Young Things. I'm in the midst of a summer concert preview post because last October, you were a big part of this, I posited that it was going to be the best month for live music in Washington, D.C., arguably in a decade. Because the opening of the anthem,
it was excellent.
The end of summer music season means goodbye outdoor shows for lots of people and hello, wonderful club shows for very few people. And that made me very happy. So we're going to redo that. That piece is going to post next week. We're in the midst of compiling it now. You are going to contribute to that piece. I'm not asking you to name 90 shows because that's too many. But we could at least talk about like 80 or so. No, 70, because Carano's got 70 hats. We're going to talk about a few of them. And we're also going to talk about etiquette. Because in addition to writing for British Young Things, Jose, you are a fantastic writer for other publications, including?
The Thrillist and the Washington Post.
Next time, lead with the big one.
Okay.
Okay.
The Washington
there
Post.
There we go. No shade to Thrillist, but come on.
Okay.
Okay. One of the pieces that you're working on, I don't want to go through it completely,
yeah.
But it's about what?
It's about the sort of evolution and current state and best practices for attending shows in the DIY or underground music scene in DC.
Wonderful. Now, we're not going to have, I just want to make it clear, we are somewhat plugged into the DIY music scene in Washington, D.C. We are in no way saying we're the experts. We're probably in the top 10, though, but there's probably only 20 people doing it, so I don't feel that bad saying it. But I think there are wonderful resources for this. Actually, a lot of Facebook groups. This is a good reason to use Facebook for DIY shows. One of the reasons is we don't feel comfortable promoting house shows far in advance because the legality of it is very gray.
Sort of gray area, exactly.
To be very generous. It's mostly illegal, but we're going to say gray. Okay, great.
Are shows really getting shut down like that, though?
Yeah.
Here? Yeah, really?
Not consistently. Oh. For every other city I've ever been to, they seem to last the longest in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to go through some etiquette tips in addition to giving concert picks. How about that?
Yeah.
So how about this? You give a pick, and then we give a tip.
Sounds great.
Pick, tip. Pick, tip. This sounds like something that the people during the NBA draft will do right now.
That's right.
Pick and tips.
Pick and tips.
So we're going to do some pick and tips. This sounds both like a food segment and a sex segment. This is great. Yeah. Pick and tips. Here we go. What is your first pick? By the way, we're not ranking these. It's not like this is the best pick. Just random picks that you're excited about and then some good tips. And I'm using both my hands to point at you at different times. I am becoming a college basketball coach. The NCAA needs to play their players. This is not a joke. Okay. Give us your first pick.
I'd say my first pick is this coming Monday, June 25th at DC9. It's Serpent with Feet.
Now, Serpent with Feet, I think, is interesting because it's a stylized band name.
Yeah.
All one word.
All one word.
Is it lowercase?
All lowercase.
Fantastic. And where is this at?
It is at DC9 Nightclub on 9th Street.
Now, is it good or bad that it's at DC9?
I think it's perfect for him.
Why?
At this stage in his career, most people were probably just hearing this name for the first time. It's an intimate venue with a great sound system where the people that will be there will all be excited to be there, and people who are there casually will be intrigued. And I just think that a room any size bigger would just be overwhelming for an artist that's getting off. And also his music is a little out there. I mean, it's electronic and operatic, and he's got this really unique voice.
Does he have an Apple commercial? Or do I just think he has music that sounds like it should be in an Apple commercial?
I think I actually don't know if he's in one, but you know.
Okay.
I could see how you would think that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now what is your tip?
My tip would be
Have to be for this show. It could be any show.
My tip would be whether it's a house show, whether it's a club show, be respectful of other people's personal space.
Okay. So what if you're at face-to-face at Rock and Roll Hotel this weekend?
Yeah.
Would that mean slamming into them as hard as possible?
If everyone's slamming and you're in the slamming zone, you're slamming.
Once again, this sounds both like a food segment and a sex segment.
Well, you know, let me put it this way. I've been to shows at the Rock and Roll Hotel, specifically the last Loud Boys show that I went to.
Yeah,
that was a fun show. Everyone in the front was moshing. Everyone who didn't want to mosh was in the back. And it was understood that if you wanted to mosh, you'd go to the front. And if you didn't, you'd stand further back.
Listen, I'm a Loud Boys fan. But real quick, is their cumulative age closer to AARP or 18 and under? No joke, not joking.
Fans or them?
Them.
Ooh, AARP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a
Shout
really
out to Loud Boys.
I love Loud Boys. That's not. There's no shame in that. That's actually why I like them even more, because they're like, we've all been in bands that tried way harder. This is way more fun. We're gonna get through this set very quickly and pound beers and be cool bros without having broke. We've already established that I'm a supreme bro on this show. I don't know if you've heard every single episode like it's gospel, but last week we had a wonderful musician named Andrew on the show, and Andrew would not say that I'm a bro, and I threatened to throw a chair at him, and then he laughed. Jack laughed at me, and listen. When you're threatening violence at people and you're using both fingers to point, you probably shouldn't laugh because they're serious. You didn't like that, and I understand why. I completely understand. Okay, so moving on. What is your next? Do you want? Should I give a pick or no?
I'm happy to keep going.
Give me another one of those picks.
Dude, the Arctic Monkeys are playing at the Anthem, and I know that they're a band that, you know, their latest record is actually pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good. They're good again, right?
I liked it.
No, it's this is the worst. No, it's so bad.
I liked
they're back.
It.
No, they're bad. You're mixing. The first two letters are correct. They're bad. Their first record's great. Their second record's great. Everything else has been diminishing returns. Then it got a little bit better because two of them were on that great Iggy Pop record that Josh Homme produced. Then... this is like fucking hotel lobby soundtrack. That being said, we're in the
we're
beautiful
in the lobby of a
the
hotel.
Line hotel. Yeah. It's horrible.
I like it.
It's well, you're bad at music then. Why do you people like this?
I just thought it was cool.
Jack, why do you like it?
I didn't say I liked it.
You just said it's good.
I heard that they are that this
God,
is good.
Come on.
I haven't listened to it.
Well, did you actually listen to the record?
Yeah, I heard it three times the first day and then haven't heard it since.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good music out right now.
It's like
I'm
most
sorry.
Things, though, right?
Listen, like when you got all these records dropping.
Shut up.
Yeah, man, good shit.
Well, my tip for your pick is don't go to that Arctic Notes. That's the thing. I'd still recommend going to that show.
July 28th, the Anthem.
The Anthem's getting good shit.
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails would be in my number one, but they're in October. We've already established
right outside
I'm
of
business
spectrum.
Goth. Kaylee Dugan, who works at the Brexit Project thing, she's Jimmy Buffett goth. Because she wears a lot of flowery shirts.
Hawaiian
and
shirts.
And black.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You ready for your next pick, not tip?
Yes.
What is your pick?
If you can get tickets, the XX of the 930 Club is going to be really
okay,
special.
Okay, so the XX are playing three consecutive nights of the 930 Club. I want to say June 25th, 26th, 27th?
July 25th,
July. 26th, I apologize. July 25th, 26th, and 27th at 930 Club. Here's my only issue with this run of shows. This, thus far, is the best weekend of Washington, D.C. music, and we're going to get to why. Okay, are you going to go to this XX? We're one of the three XX shows.
Yes.
Okay, why is it doing it for you? What is why this tour? Why this band?
I've been a fan of the XX since they came out in 2009. I think that they have evolved sonically in a pretty interesting way, particularly Jamie XX, who drives a lot of the production. Mm-hmm. His solo work, I think in particular, has informed the band's sound. I saw them last year at Merriweather Post Pavilion in a huge outdoor space.
Yeah.
And that was still amazing.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen them in a club setting since 2010. So I'm excited to see them
Very
at my
cool.
favorite venue of all time.
Ooh, 930. You prefer, okay, right now, not all time. Do you prefer the Anthem or 930?
930.
Is that because you live down the street?
One of many factors.
Cool. Yeah. What is your tip?
My tip would be to, I guess, remember to tip your bartenders.
Oh,
generously.
You suck so
Sorry,
bad.
That's all I got. Or if you're tall, stand in the back, but that's what I do.
Here's the problem with the July 24th through the 29th run. Here's what's happening in Washington, D.C. Courtney Barnett is at the Anthem the same night Jason Isbell's at Wolf Trap on July 24th. Mm. July 25th, Fantastic Negrito is at 6th and I the same night Gold Link begins his U-Haul residency.
Wow.
That's the first night of the XX show.
Yeah.
July 26th, there's XX and Sylvanesso's at the Anthem.
That's right.
July 27th, Gold Link is back at U-Haul. XX at 930 Club. Omar Apollo at Songbird.
It's going to be a great show, too.
Jay-Z and Beyonce at FedEx Field. And Truther Billy Corgan brings the Smashing Pumpkins to Royal Farms Arena that night. Mm. There's somebody that wants to go to all five of those shows. Me, baby!
You're at the center of that Venn diagram.
Yeah, huh? And then July 28th, we got Gold Link again at U-Haul and Arctic Monkeys at the Anthem and David Byrne at Merriweather.
Wow.
Oh, Byrne's coming back?
Byrne is coming back, which is very interesting. A friend of the show, Chris Kelly, and resident DJ and Full Service Radio, Chris Kelly, wrote the Washington Post review
it was good.
Of that show at the Anthem, and he liked it a lot. I'll be interested to see if the stage show is the same at a very different venue. What is your pick? Jose Lopez Sanchez. Are you going to plug it in one of your band's shows?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
You can.
I mean, no. We're not doing that.
Why?
Because we haven't confirmed that.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, it's not said.
All right, what's your next pick?
That Omar Apollo show at Songbird, actually.
Okay, Omar Apollo, Songbird, July 27th. I just said all the shows that are going to happen July 27th. Why is this very small show compared to all the others doing it for you?
I just discovered his music when I was a guest on Songbird Radio here a couple of weeks ago with Joe Lappin. And I just really love the guy's production. I love this style. I've been checking out his record. It's really fun. It's got some echoes of Pharrell, but also just like Latino influences, so it's a little left field. And after a week of all of these shows that you mentioned, which most are taking place at large venues,
yes,
I would love to see an up-and-coming artist at a small show.
Yeah.
And I'm never giving Jay-Z or Beyonce a dollar of my money.
Why is that?
I don't really care for the music.
Cool. All right, that makes sense. Have you listened to the new record, The Carter Family?
I've not. I heard the first single.
It's a Migos song.
It's a Migos song, right? Because it's got both Quavo. It's got Quavo and Offset, and as usual, Takeoff was left off.
Well, no, there was like a reference track released in which it actually was just a full-on Migos song, and then I guess it was handed off to Beyonce, and she redid it.
But that's one song. It's a whole album.
I thought it was done very well.
I haven't listened to the record. I've only heard the
I liked it.
The first song.
Okay.
The single.
You've heard one song. You've heard...
I heard the entire album, and I liked it.
All right. Now, you're both wrong.
It was produced very well.
Exactly.
But see, like I'm a producer. I enjoy those things.
So you liked Ye?
No.
I did.
Hold on. You liked the Ye for the production or for the content?
Production mostly.
Yeah, same.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Because the production on that, of the four, is it four that's come out now?
Thus far, four.
The four that's come out, best production.
I would say the Kids See Ghosts had the best production. Mm-mm.
That's the best of the records. I would go Kids See Ghosts is the best of the records.
Depends
then Pusha T.
By production too.
The music that doesn't include the words.
Because some people would just say production is like which beats were the best, but like
no, I think, I mean the whole everything literally except the vocals.
Package. Yeah, to me,
right?
Yeah, I guess to me vocals are included in production.
Okay, well then, okay.
Treatment of vocals and all that. Kids See Ghosts was great.
You like Kids See Ghosts?
I really like Daytona.
More than
Daytona. Daytona was the best one for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go Daytona's number one.
Daytona's number one.
Yep.
Then Kids See Ghosts.
Yes.
Then Nas or Ye? Which one?
Ye.
Then Ye? Is that because you aren't an anti-vaxxer like Nas?
I laughed so hard at those lines.
I just want to remind everybody that Nas and Khalees got divorced because he hit her.
Yeah,
so
that too.
Just don't forget, everybody.
Never forget.
So the Carters, Everything Is Love, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very enjoyable. Really liked all 5 songs. Big drop off after that.
How many songs are on
that
record? 9?
9.
Ooh, too many in 2018. Yeah. Should be 7.
Best record of the year thus far for you?
Oh, shit. Give me a minute to think about that.
Okay, yeah, Jack, you got a minute?
I need a minute too.
So I'm going to tell you what to play on the computer while you think of what you want to recommend, okay?
Tell me.
The new Mean Jeans record is all jingles. I'm not joking. Mean Jeans. M-E-A-N, and then new word jeans, like the pant.
Oh, like the pants.
Okay. Not like the wrestling announcer. Not Mean Gene Okerlund. Mean Jeans, it's the jingles collection.
Okay, I see it.
There is not one bad song on this. My favorites are Skull and Wendy's parentheses Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Now, you could play some of this because I'm going to talk about this. I know how the podcast rules. They're just jingles that they did not get paid to write, and it's fucking great. And this is who Loud Boy should tour with. Isn't that a great line? Sobriety is not for me. You're the light of my light, Coors Light.
Excellent.
Best record of the year. Best record of the year. So you could fade it out. I don't want to give it too much time and to get anybody in trouble. So what I do, because I'm like Karamo, I like to organize my hats. I like to organize my songs. I have giant Spotify playlists for every single year from 1955 into 2018. And then I put it all there. And that way, there's always new, wonderful music. And then when people my age go, it used to be better back in blah, 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 I go, you're a liar or you gave up. It's always the best now because we get to listen to all the great old stuff and the good new stuff. So could somebody besides me talk into a microphone now?
Yeah, I'm thinking about the records and not just looking at what came out this year.
Yeah, same.
I really love that Kali Uchis Isolation
Okay,
record.
Fantastic.
Love
See,
that record.
I love the single. I did not completely get into the record.
The record's excellent.
Okay. Yeah, but
Shit. Is
Bootsy on every single song?
No, Bootsy's, Bootsy's on that song, which is an excellent song. But she does a lot of interesting stuff. She sings in Spanish. She works with J Balvin. She like changes it up. She really touches into her Colombian roots. and it's a diverse, sonically diverse record. I also love Cardi B, love Invasion of Privacy. That record bangs. It slaps.
Controversial statement that someone likes Cardi B in 2018.
Okay, fine. It's a good record.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm being a dick.
Dick.
You've met me at least once. Jack, you got anything to contribute here?
It's crazy enough. It's the fucking Pusha T album, I think.
Yeah, is it Daytona?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm looking through the releases, and yeah, that's the one so far. I thought more good music came out this year.
Oh, a ton of good music has come out.
Yeah, but...
No, don't do that. Don't. No buts. No buts.
Oh, Care For Me by Saba is an amazing record as well.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That's a really
See,
good record.
We have good things in our life. We got to celebrate them.
Like, the Janelle Monáe was good, but I listened once and I didn't put it back on.
So you're saying as a straight white man, the Janelle Monáe record wasn't completely targeted towards you?
I mean, in a way, it is. I mean, anyway, don't get me started.
Best song of the year, I still say, is American Guilt by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Oh, that's a great song.
And then the second best song of the year is USA from Jeff Rosenstock from his very good album, Post, all capital letters. And then the Kendrick Lamar Black Panther soundtrack is the third best record of the year.
I'm changing my answer, and this is actually how I feel. The best record of the year is African American Psycho by Sir EU and Tony Kill.
I have not heard that yet.
It's, yeah, they're local, and I'm not even just saying that because they're local and friends. It's very... It's good.
Didn't
it's
you really, just really spend good. Some time with one of those people?
I did. I brought Sir EU to Bonnaroo.
Isn't that nice?
That is awesome.
It was good. He went nuts on stage. It was awesome. He did a very good job.
All right. I'm going to give a few of my picks for the summer, and then we're going to move on to Best Weekend Bets. We're also going to end the show with a song premiere, so I don't want to forget to do that. Pusha T is at Echo Stage July 6th, and we could all ask him what he thinks about vaccinations.
That's really excited. I went to see Pusha T at Echo Stage in 2014.
How was it?
Well, I got there at 10 p.m. Doors were at 8. I left there at 2:30 in the morning.
Not going on yet?
Pusha T was still at Stadium. I left at 2:30 in the
morning. For the listener at home that might not be familiar, Stadium is the strip club next door.
Next door. There but that being said, when I saw him at the 9:30 Club in March of 2016, he was excellent and only 7 minutes late.
Whoa, that's a big difference. That's a
huge difference.
7 minutes versus 6.5 plus hours with a question mark because we don't actually know if he performed.
He performed eventually.
Because you don't get...
As I'm told.
Cool.
Is what I'm told.
Do they not have curfew? Because if not, awesome. That's so cool.
I left at 2:30, man. I was like, I'm done.
I am not recommending. I'm just letting everybody know that Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson are playing Jiffy Lube Live on July 21st.
Really?
Have you ever been to Jiffy Lube Live?
No.
That's why you're excited.
Well, and also I would love to see Rob Zombie.
No, I'm not knocking the music. Well, I'm knocking the music for both, but I'd still go to the show. I'm currently wearing a Marilyn Manson shirt to recap. The getting to Jiffy Lube Live will make you not want to go to a show at Jiffy Lube Live.
Okay.
Or here's how horrible Jiffy Lube Live is. I love my job. I'm able to write about. I'm able to do concert reviews for some of my favorite music. I was offered tickets for Soundgarden and Nine Inch Nails at Jiffy Lube Live, and I said no.
Wow.
Because I saw Nine Inch Nails the year before, and it was not worth the drive for me.
Mm.
Also, I don't have a car. So that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Gold Link at U-Haul is probably the local / no longer local show run of shows for the summer. Am I correct?
I would agree with that.
Okay. Not completely dissimilar, one of the best shows of the year is also the last day of summer. Is that will be Trelectro.
That will be Trelectro.
Trelectro, which was just announced this week. It's on September 22nd. Sadly, it's at Meriwether Post Pavilion. It'd be nicer if it was in the district proper, but I understand size. It warrants that large of a space. If you're not willing to go see Trelectro at Meriwether Post Pavilion, stay in the district and see Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour at Capital One Arena. I kind of wish Elton John was at Trelectro. No joke. That'd be a lot of fun.
Be a nice mix.
He should have his own. He should have a piano on stage, no band, and he just beat while bands are setting up. Elton John. He's essentially your between set music.
Is your Muzak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Anyways, thank you for the tips.
Yeah.
Read our article. It's going to be on this upcoming Tuesday. Quick plug. We're going to close the show with a premiere, but we're going to come back and do Best Weekend Bets. We're going to go away for a second now and be right back. Is that correct?
Oh, I guess that's correct. Yeah,
Fantastic.
We can do that.
Fantastic.
And we'll listen to some Keto on the break. Here we go. Thank you.
Who is this again?
Keto.
Spell it.
K-I-E-D-O.
I like it a lot. Where is Keto from?
Keto is from Brooklyn. Keto was my intern at Heritage Radio Network back in Brooklyn.
Do you feel bad or weird to say intern?
No, he was a high school senior. He got school credit for it. That was his last semester of school, was being in the studio with me, so I don't feel bad at all.
I just feel weird using the word intern.
Well, I think I told him he could call himself like an associate producer.
Yeah.
On the resume instead of just saying he was an intern.
I don't know what it is about. Like, it's not, for paperwork, yeah, it's intern.
Well, school credit is what made it okay for me. I had to, like, fill out all these internship program papers for him. So in that regard, it's like, yeah, you're an intern.
Yeah, I don't know. It's more in person when you're introducing somebody. Like, this is my intern, Phil.
True enough.
That's the thing.
He's a very good friend of mine, too.
Yeah.
Love the guy.
Is he still making music?
Yeah, I also took him to Bonnaroo.
Why are you taking all these kids to Bonnaroo? What's wrong with you? It just sounds like you're building a Wild Wild Country. Have you watched Wild Wild Country?
No.
You should watch it.
It's great. Yeah, it's right?
Great.
Yeah. Do you like cults?
I tried to start one last summer.
Shut up.
I did.
The worst thing to say on a radio show. Shut up. I'm being a dick. I apologize. What was your cult? What was the premise of your cult?
It was a cult of personality, but I wasn't the only one.
Why are you doing that?
It wasn't just me.
I tried to turn to sincerity, and then you gave me a Living Color reference. Could we hear a little bit of Living Color's Cult of Personality? Greatest wrestling intro song of all time that wasn't written for the wrestler. Yeah. Hell yeah. I saw them perform this at the opening of the Cincinnati African American History Museum, and it was them, Public Enemy. It was amazing. And it was so cool to see them perform in front of the museum and then look to the left and be like, that's the White House. This is Barack's theme song. And thinking that things are going to be different.
This video looks great, by the way.
You never seen it?
No.
Oh, it's great.
It's really good.
Yeah. Did you ever see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Audio format, everybody. Okay, so moving on. Every week and Buddy's Doing Things, we publish our best weekend bets. We give you things to do in Washington, D.C. We also do this for Chicago, Illinois, and we do it for New York City, New York. That's where the Knicks live. And we also do this for... What? Why are you clapping? That's true. That's where
clapping for the Knicks.
The New York Knickerbockers live.
Yeah.
Who do you think they're going to pick?
Yeah.
Who do you got, Jack?
Knox. The guy Kevin Knox from Kentucky.
Are you happy about it? Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I feel good about that. I want us to trade up for Doncic.
Shout out to Luka.
Luka. Yeah, I want him, but
who's
it's
your
not
team?
Happen.
Is it the Wizards?
No.
Is it just the NBA as a whole?
I have no teams. I'm a hater. It's really nice.
I like that.
You just hate every NBA team equally?
I enjoy reading about basket blogs. I enjoy watching. Yeah, I enjoy watching basketball, but I just like, I don't really care for anyone.
So in your ideal world,
I wish them all ill.
It would be like game 7. Every NBA championship would go to game 7, and then both teams would just
internally combust.
Quit.
Yeah.
at the half.
Yeah.
We're basketball's over. We got to restart it next. We're going to reboot it. What about LeBron? You don't like LeBron?
I respect LeBron. I think he's the greatest.
Respect LeBron.
I think he's the greatest player of all time.
Is he the greatest human of all time?
He's a pretty decent human.
You're damn
seems,
right.
Unless other
he's
things
a
come
good
out.
Human, yeah.
How many kids have you put through college?
Zero.
All right.
Yeah.
And LeBron is better
Yet.
Than you.
Yeah.
Can we all agree that LeBron is better than you, person
yeah,
listening?
I will 100.
Unless you're LeBron, you're worse than LeBron. Maybe people that invented like soap or like.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. Best Weekend Bets. We do this every Thursday on BartyChunkThings.com. Why did I say .com like that? That was a weird thing to do. Jose, what is your pick for tonight, Thursday, June 21st?
I'm going to go left field from what I normally say. And say, you should check out the Summer Solstice Yoga at Meridian Hill Park.
There you go.
It's
good
a
pick.
Nice day. Go outside. Be healthy. Get some stretch in. Enjoy the outdoors.
What are your usual picks for
music related?
They're indoors and like
dark.
Be unhealthy.
Yeah, it's like go drink and smoke.
Drink
and
smoke
it.
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking and smoking and fun, but this is outside. Steven Tyler and the Loving Mary Band is at Wolf Trap. Go to BartyChunkThings.com. Click on Best Weekend Bets, and then click on the link Steven Tyler likes to have fun on Twitter. Just do that, because it's links to a tweet that Steven Tyler just put out, and it's both fun but very confusing, and I like it a lot. Once again, this is the voice of Steven Tyler, not me. I'm going to also recommend Ivy and Coney's third annual charity gala benefiting Bread for the City. There's going to do a pop-up casino inside. Ivy and Coney is my favorite bar in Washington, D.C. that's not like a fancy bar. It's not a dive bar. It's like a neighborhood bar because there are no real dive bars in the city. It's great. I'm from Chicago. I didn't make that clear enough. Did you just click on the tweet? Yeah, isn't it fun?
It's on my face. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, don't read it out loud. I want people to click it. Isn't that... It's just more... And the more you read it, the more you look at it, the more confusing it becomes.
Yeah,
so isn't that a great tweet?
It's really something.
I just did a great job making you want to click on Steven Tyler, the lead singer of Aerosmith's feed on Twitter.
Wow.
Moving on, Friday, June 22nd. What is your pick, Jose Lopez Sanchez?
Well, I suggest people leave work early and go to Wonder Garden and watch the World Cup, La Copa Mundial. Watch the games. There's an 8 a.m., an 11 a.m., and a 2 p.m. The U.S. is obviously, as most of us know, the United States did not qualify for the World Cup, but we should all be supporting Mexico. Mexico's playing Saturday, though, but we should all be supporting Mexico because fuck Donald Trump.
And, what?
Yeah. Fuck WWE Hall of Fame.
I never sully a Hall of Famer's name. I've said this. I will never sully a Hall of Famer's name.
Well, I say that people go to NOMA, go to Wonder Garden, enjoy being outdoors. Again, go outside, people.
Yeah, this starts at 1 p.m. and
the specials do. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The World Cup starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Is it 8, 11, 2?
8, 11, 2.
Yeah. So the games start at the times we just said. This opens at 1, free beer if you RSVP. So that's a good tip. Another good free one. Seemingly every Friday, there's a great show at the W Hotel, which is not that dissimilar to recommending a great show at The Line. It's weird. The Line doesn't have shows. I want to make that clear. But it's free, and like when I think of affordable entertainment, I don't think of the W Hotel in Washington, D.C. But yeah, they have a free set from Ceramic Animal. Just go on RSVP. It's free. And my other pick is the Feelies. They play 930 Club, and you don't get the albums from Weezer you actually like without the Feelies. Moving on to Saturday.
Oh, Friday at Back Bar, I'm playing. That's it. Thank you.
Sick.
Okay, where is Back Bar?
It's right next to 930
there
Club.
There we go. And what time?
11 o'clock to 3 a.m.
Well, are you going to be playing your alternative music set that we've already established?
No. It's myself with LeDroit and Sir EU. So,
nice.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. It's called it's a Tech Yes and Full Service collaboration.
Beautiful. That's on Friday.
That's on Friday.
June 21st. What's the cover?
$5.
$5 cover, 21 and over?
Time are you starting, Jack? I'll come through.
We're all just going back to back all night. 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Delightful.
There you go.
That'd be great.
All right, moving on to Saturday. Saturday, what's your pick, Jose?
Flasher's
show of the week.
Playing. Yeah, they're playing at the Black Cat.
We've already talked about this before, but Chris Kelly, friend of the show, friend of Full Service Radio, has a profile of Flasher in this week's Washington Post. I realize the Washington Post is not a weekly, but you can still find it online. I think they went up on Monday, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got that. I'm going to recommend something that we've never recommended before. It's MMA, Shogun Fights at the MGM National Harbor. I just want to let everyone know that Brady Chunk Thinks has now, as of yesterday, this is not a joke, been officially credentialed for the UFC.
Wow.
I submitted my credentials at the beginning of May try to go see the CM Punk fight on 6-9, and I just got accepted yesterday. So congratulations to me.
Congratulations.
I'm going to go back in time to see CM Punk get his ass kicked. Anyways, go to Shogun Fights. I'm going to recommend the By the People Festival as well. Go to BradyChunkThings.com and check out the entire preview for By the People Festival. And Sunday, the final day of the weekend, what is your pick?
So I'm torn between two things. I guess you could do both because they're not overlapping in time. Mm-hmm. But the Blagden Alley Open Air Market is Sunday, I think 11 to 4 or just like early afternoon. I forget the exact time. And then Harry Styles at the Capital One Arena.
But you don't want to review that because you're busy.
Well, yeah, I don't want to I got other things to do. I already made plans. But it sounds awesome. I'm not going to cancel my plans to go to Harry Styles by myself.
But I have review tickets for you. I'll give you two tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you could
I'm
turn
going
your
to
plans.
Harry Styles
yeah,
on
are.
Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
We'll talk about it.
No, we're talking about it right now. God, we make all of our plans. I reviewed you too last week. Read my review on BradyChunkThings.com. I'm really, really grateful I saw you too. It's the first time I've ever seen you too. And I don't understand why the majority of people were at that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like to take selfies during songs about his dead mom.
Ooh.
It was very weird. It's a very big disconnect. One of the best, technical
was the light show cool?
Amazing. I think U2 does it second to none, and I think the number two best live show is current Beyonce, and number three is current Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
In terms of production. Value.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. My pick is the show of the night to me is Go-Go Returns to U Street with Rare Essence, and there's going to be a special guest. I know the special guests are, but they're not Go-Go. It will be very fun and very loud. And that's going to be a U-Haul. It's not Loud Boys. I'm just throwing that out there. And then my other pick, you've already established, Harry Styles. I'm going to do Bad Bad Hats at Union Stage. I love Bad Bad Hats. We did a Nightmare gig, which is a series we do at BradyChunkThings.com. I ask performers what was their worst show ever, and I think that you as the reader get to feel better about your life that you didn't have to live through a potential stabbing, etc. So that's my pick, Bad Bad Hats at Union Stage. And now we are going to close with a song premiere. I'm very, very grateful whenever we can do this. Jose, do you have anything to plug before we say goodbye?
I would say, yeah, check out my story coming out in the Post, I think next week or the week after, about the evolution of the underground and DIY music scene. And my band Phone Sex will be playing sometime in the month of July. I have no idea when, but keep posted.
That's a horrible plug.
I know.
First one was so good.
It's the best I could say.
First one was so good.
I'm trying to be factually accurate.
I'm in the paper of note in Washington, D.C.
And then my unknown.
That I might have a show with the band.
Sometime in July.
Come on. Also, plug. Never mind. I'm moving on to you. Jackie, got any plugs before we say goodbye?
I already plugged my
beautiful Saturday night. Friday night?
Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
See, we got to remind the people.
Back bar.
We're going to end the show with a premiere from a record label that I like a lot, Blight Records. We premiered a lot of this stuff from them. We've covered a lot of their bands. Probably my favorite local level, because they don't take themselves... I don't know if they take themselves seriously, so I'm going to say this, and I hope I'm not going to be upset. They don't seem to take themselves too seriously. All of their artists have a very good sense of humor. No way are they comedy acts. This is not... We're not doing Tenacious D Hour. That'd be really boring after like 10 minutes, but 10 minutes would be fucking great. They're just bands that have a good sense of self and a good sense of life. And I really like their artwork, and I really like their music videos as well. We are going to premiere a new song from Crab Legs. Jack, is it queued up?
It is.
This will go on BritishYoungThings.com at 2 p.m., but for now, we're just going to play it here. Play it whenever you're ready. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Have a wonderful night.